Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of May 5th, 2024. But first, I want to remind you that today I'm having a new moon in Taurus workshop at noon Pacific time. At this workshop, you'll learn all about this beautiful lunation and how to set intentions and learn what it means for you. Do as many hot take natal chart readings for the participants as I can. You can sign up at the link in the show note or go to my website, astrologybyceleste.com. If you can't make it live, you'll get the recording. In the U.S., Mother's Day is May 12th, and a gift certificate for an astrology reading is a wonderful choice for your mom. It's a unique gift, and she'll just absolutely love it. You can go to the link in the show notes to go straight to the gift certificate part of my services and grab one for mom. You can also pair it with any of the products from the Birth Date Company. They make these beautiful candles that'll have your mom's birth date on it and tell her, give her some great information. They also sell books where you give them all of her birth information and she'll get a beautiful custom book made just for her, or the Tarot Trio. They also have jewelry. And you just use my affiliate code. It's in the show notes and you'll get 20% off directly from the link. There's a code MOM24 as well, just in case it asks for one, but you shouldn't need any code. First up, some astrology in action stories. So Kristi Noem is a Republican senator from South Dakota, and she has been talked about being one of Donald Trump's running mates. Well, anyway, she wrote an autobiography, and in it, she details this story, which in her mind makes her look tough and able to handle tough things, about how she killed her dog, Cricket, because it wasn't a good birding dog, and she hated this dog, and there's other stuff, and also shot a goat because it smelled. I mean, this woman is really something. She wrote this in a book. I am positive someone from the publishing house told her, don't write this because people are not gonna appreciate the story. They're going to be horrified, but she insisted. And she has a huge Sagittarius stellium. She has four planets in Sagittarius, including a Sun Jupiter. And Sun Jupiter on the shadow side can make people feel like a god, or and really amplify the ego. And she also has Sun Neptune. Sometimes people have Sun Neptune. Neptune's like the fog, the mist. Like they just don't get it. They don't see things the way other people see them. And she has her Mars and Pisces square Jupiter as well. So at the solar eclipse, their Mars and Saturn met on her natal Mars and squared her Jupiter. So you can think about how this Saturn square Jupiter, Saturn is consequences, Mars for the actions she took, and square Jupiter, and this Jupiter rules publications publishing this in her memoir about herself. And another feature of the eclipse was that it was at 19 degrees of Aries, conjunct Chiron in Aries, opposite her Uranus in Libra. And she so told this shocking story in this book, and people are just outraged by it. And it's a self-inflicted wound. There was no reason for her to tell this story. And it's intricately involved with this Mercury retrograde. When you have planets that are impacted by the stationary degrees of retrograde transits, there will be a story in your life. And so Mercury stationed retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries in an exact trine with her 27 degrees of Sagittarius. Mercury trines are smooth, easy flow of energy. They're typically auspicious, but they can also send you down the drain. And Mercury rules writing, and it backed it up to 15 degrees of Aries in a smooth, easy-flowing trine with her Jupiter at 15 degrees of Sagittarius. Again, Jupiter rules publishing. And this story, it was leaked the day Mercury went direct, or the day after Mercury went direct, and we were approaching the Mars-Neptune conjunction. Mars and Mercury both rule dogs. Mars like a hunting dog, and Mercury a dog who's a companion. And Mars-Neptune, she told this story about how she dissolved, Neptune dissolves the life of her dog. Also in Kenya, there were torrential flash floods on Monday. Mars, Neptune, and Pisces, massive amounts of water rushing and a dam burst. And it's just horrible. It's just an absolute catastrophe. There are over 100,000 people affected in the country. There have been storms since March, but the storms this week were really last week. When you're hearing this, I taped this early. Mars rules hammers. And another Mars-Neptune story was, as Mars was separating from Neptune, the conjunction in Pisces, there was a student at Columbia University who took a hammer and smashed the glass of Hamilton Hall. It's a pretty iconic little video. And the students went into Hamilton Hall and took it over for protesting the war in Gaza. 56 years ago in 1968, students took over that same building at Columbia University in New York City. So it's really interesting what happened, because it was on April 30th, 1968, and 2024, the police were called to campus to clear Hamilton Hall from a student takeover due to a war. And the sun at 10 Taurus set off the chart of Columbia University, where the sun at 10 Taurus conjunct their Mercury. Mercury rules students at 11 Taurus, square their Jupiter in Leo at 11 Leo. And Mercury was sextile their Uranus at 11 Pisces. So Jupiter rules a university as well as it has legal connotation. Uranus, they were revolting and taking over this building. And yeah, so the astrology in action is really interesting. And the key is that both times they were having a nodal reversal. The south node of the college is in Aries. And right now, the north node is in Aries. And a nodal reversal can be the amplification of the shadow sides of the south node trait. It can be a time in your life where you really get an idea about where you are in your nodal journey. The south node's what's comfortable, and we can get into some of the default shadow sides of the energy. And we're supposed to stretch ourselves to the north node in order for growth. And I posted it on Instagram. You can go every week. I post the moon phase families, and I posted the chart for Columbia in there. So you can go look at my Instagram feed for the last quarter moon in Aquarius if you want to check out that chart. It's really fascinating, the astrology about that. Yeah, so the police arrested hundreds of students. Also, at UCLA, counter-protesters. So once Mars got into Aries, counter-protesters on UCLA attacked the pro-Palestinians protesters and extremely violently. Like, they were hitting people. They threw actual fireworks, Aries rules fire, into the encampment and were trying to tear it down. And we're seeing, as I'm taping this, I'm taking this on Wednesday. There was another school, I think it was the University of North Carolina, where the kids are replacing the American flag with the Palestinian flag. And so, and actually they're not children. Somebody reminded me, they are adults. And so students there got very angry and were protecting the American flag. So I don't know what happened the day. Thursday's when Pluto goes into its stations retrograde. I don't know if violence really got out of hand, even worse than we saw on Tuesday night. But the word of the day on Tuesday last week was reckless. And there was a lot of some reckless behavior happening on that day. Last week was also Venus square Pluto, and I was really interested to see who was going to testify at Donald Trump's trial, because Venus in Taurus square Pluto really feels like could be someone who's a sex worker. Well, it wasn't Stormy Daniels, but it was her lawyer who was her advocate who was on the stand. Her lawyer, as well as Karen McDougal, another, she's a Playboy model. So he was testifying. So that's how we saw Venus square Pluto come out at that trial. He was the person who was advocating for her and negotiating big money from Donald Trump to keep quiet, keep his big secret. Also, there was this New York district attorney, this woman, Sandra Dorley, who it was between Mars Neptune and this Venus square Pluto, where Mars Neptune, a police officer, told her to pull over and she didn't listen and just kept going. So her actions, she just ignored him. That really feels like Mars Neptune and Pisces. She seemed like she might have been drinking, but I'm not sure. Anyway, she went home rather than stopping or ignoring a direct order and was really nasty with the officer. He was just doing his job and she abused her power. So she was a Venus woman who abused her power, Pluto, and he had it all on videotape on his little, you know, his thing. And so it was broadcast and she's in big trouble. And she's fallen on her sword, pretending like she was very sorry about it and whatnot. She's sorry that she got caught because she was telling him how the ticket was going to come to her and she was going to dismiss her own case. Well, we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if she lost her job. The theme of this week is truth and consequences. And there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that Mercury will be conjunct Chiron in Aries for the third time due to the retrograde. So on March 20th, they were conjunct at 18 Aries. April 15th, when Mercury was retrograde, they were conjunct at 19 Aries. And on Monday, they'll be conjunct at 21 Aries. So if you have planets or points around 16 to 23 degrees of particularly Aries, but any of the cardinal signs, which include Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, there may be a story in your life. And it may be something about thought processes. Mercury rules thought processes, communication, transportation, commerce, conjunct Chiron. Chiron's the wounded healer that can wound or heal or do both at the same time. Ooh, I let some words fly out of my mouth on the, well, I wrote them down, on that April 15th when Mercury was retrograde. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm an astrologer. I know better. Anyway, I was so affected by this eclipse season. And anyway, I said some things that were a bit hurtful, but for a lot of people during this eclipse season with Mercury retrograde in Aries, the truth came out about things people were thinking in their thought processes. So there may have been a story that had three pivots or had three things. And this is the psychological integration at this last one. Now, there could also be consequences for actions too. Yeah. So because on the same day, the sun is sextile Saturn, and Saturn rules consequences. So think about if there was a story in your life. Hopefully for you, it's about healing. But maybe there was a conversation that has, or something that has, think about these dates and see if it is anything in your life. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that we're going to have a new moon in Taurus at 18 degrees of Taurus on Tuesday. Taurus is fixed earth energy. It's practical. It's grounded. It's stable. It's a self-indulgent, wanting pleasure. It's great to, Taurus energy wants us to soothe our senses. You can come to the workshop today if you want to learn more. The tarot correspondence is the Six of Pentacles, which is a card of generosity and sharing. And I love reciprocity with this, about giving and receiving. This is a great thing to think about, paying it forward. Someone does something nice for you. They don't want you to pay them back. They want you to pay it forward. That's a great movie with Helen Hunt and Kevin Spacey. Yeah. The Sabian symbol is a new continent is rising out of the ocean. This can be about new opportunities appearing suddenly, or sudden eruptions, or things about migration. So there may be stories about migration. You can think about when you travel to a foreign country, as you're looking out the airplane window, you see the new land or you're going to, as you're landing. Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully it's not earthquakes. I think we've had enough of this, but there could be some during this Taurus season, because the Sun Uranus conjunction is coming, and Uranus rules earthquakes, but it could be a lot of different things. Yeah. But the beautiful thing about this new moon eclipse season is officially over. Yes, it is. It was a doozy. So many people went through a lot. It was a lot. So hopefully for most people, the energy will calm down a bit. The charitable symbol is a woman lightly clad is lying in a field surrounded by violet colored flowers. The degree of incompetence. So this to me is really interesting, because something else about this new moon is that Jupiter is on the fixed star Algol. Jupiter educates, it rules judges, professors, universities, and Algol is the beheading star. So I'm wondering if during this lunar cycle, the president of Columbia University will be fired or stepped down, because this has just been catastrophic, her handling of this situation, where she like called the police really fast and then said I shouldn't do it and then called them again. So we'll see if she's the one who's beheaded. Yeah, figuratively, of course. Now, it's really concerning that Jupiter's on Algol, because the Chinese called Algol a pile of corpses. So hopefully there won't be escalating violence all month that potentially even turns deadly on a college campus. I'm really concerned about that. Hopefully it's just like someone's figurative head rolling, and it could be something totally different and not about college campuses. But there's going to be a lot of intensity, upheaval. This is the Medusa star, and Medusa's had a head of snakes. So really notice if you see Medusa imagery throughout this lunation cycle. Yeah, you might see it a lot. Now, Jupiter's also on the asteroid Terpsichore, and Mercury and Chiron are on the asteroid Orpheus. So there may be something about choral music, dancing. Orpheus and Eurydice is a myth, and he was able to get his wife out of the underworld, but he wasn't supposed to look back at her, and he did, and then he lost her, this big thing. But there may be something about music or an event happening with music. Maybe some artist will drop an unexpected album. Or Sean Diddy Combs has some consequences for what he's done. Maybe he'll be Al Gaul. Or this could be, oh Lord, Kanye West and his new wife who doesn't wear any clothes. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And there's not much happening this week. So the third thing I want to bring your attention to is just that there is this huge concentration of energy in Aries and Taurus. So it's really tightly bundled up in the chart. So Aries is that cardinal fire. Taurus is the fixed earth. So actions you take at this new moon can have staying power with that Taurus energy. So keep that in mind. But it also can be like people can get really angry. Mars is in Aries, Mercury's in Aries, Chiron's in Aries, and say nasty things or even start throwing hands. And then with that energy in Taurus, there's five planets in Taurus. There can be like Taurus is the bull. It's so stubborn. Like people can be so fixed in their positions, they just won't even negotiate. So just be mindful to try to bring in some flexibility when you can. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching, where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is tired. We start the week with the moon in Aries. And on Saturday, the day before, there was a balsamic moon at 29 Pisces, the last degree of the last sign of the zodiac. And now Neptune is there. And Neptune dissolves. It dissolves our vitality sometimes when you have a Neptune transit. So you may find yourself really tired. And at the balsamic moon, the moon is emptying out the last of her light. So just allow yourself extra rest. On this day, the sun is at 15 Taurus, and that's a world point, meaning events may get a lot of attention. And it's King Kunx, the south node in Libra, at 15 Libra. This to me brought to mind Jimmy Carter. He has been in hospice over a year. I didn't even realize people could be in hospice for so long. Yeah, he's 99 years old. And he's a Libra. And the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction squared his nodes and his Neptune. So, yeah, I wonder. Yeah, it's just amazing that he is still around. And I'm sure he has got to be very tired. But yeah, he really embodies that Taurian energy of kindness and compassion, as well as Libra, the balance. Both Taurus and Libra are ruled by Venus, and Venus right now is at home in Taurus. And the moon is conjunct Mercury, then Chiron. So just allow yourself to heal. Speak nicely to yourself. Speak healing words to yourself with this. I love that. So even though it's an Aries moon, which can ramp people up because of the balsamic nature and what I just said, you may find yourself being tired. Just rest. This is the dark of the moon where we're supposed to slow down, go within, and have more ease. On Monday, the word of the day is fate. The moon will enter the sign of Taurus at 2:41 p.m. Pacific time. So this is a call to treat yourself to something nice, maybe a little sweet or a new nail polish or whatever floats your boat. And yeah, buy yourself some flowers. These are all nice things to do. Something that soothes your senses. Have a great meal. Get a massage. That's wonderful energy for a Taurus moon. This is the day that Mercury's conjunct Chiron in Aries at 21 Aries. This could also be where someone did something during Mercury retrograde but didn't cover their tracks and gets caught cheating, like by a text or something like that, or some kind of communication or a number in your pocket or something like that. And the sun in Taurus is sextile Saturn in Pisces. So Taurus rules finances and Saturn rules consequences. So someone could have financial consequences about something, or like lipstick on the collar, and then your partner goes ballistic, could be something. Now, this could also be when students learn their fate, about the students who broke into Hamilton Hall because they damaged property, and some of them may be expelled from college, and maybe Mercury conjunct Chiron, their parents are ballistic and going off on them because they've spent all this money. This school costs like $60,000 or maybe even more than that a year. And there may be some really unpleasant conversations with parents about getting expelled from college, even though people feel like they're outraged about the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and want to make change. And actually, the Brown University has said they will take a vote in October about divesting from Israel. So, and I think I mentioned this last week, that Israel's Neptune in their 12th house is at 10 Libra, and it's going to be eclipsed on October 2nd. Israel could be in a very different place between now and then if they continue to, you know, there continue to be mass casualties and bombing and whatnot in Gaza. And it may not just be the universities that force divestment. It may be other countries start pulling away from diplomatic relationships with them because they have Neptune in Libra. Libra rules diplomacy. Neptune dissolves. On Tuesday, the word of the day is sweetness. The moon is conjunct Venus at 9 Taurus at 7:04 a.m. Pacific time. This is called a goddess day when the moon and Venus meet. And they both love Taurus, so this is the best place they could possibly meet. Venus is at home in Taurus, and the moon is exalted here. So write a little sweet love note and put it in your booze drawer or lunch or whatever. Yeah, just say or spread some sweetness on someone. Buy the person behind you a cup of coffee, or just tell someone you see they look lovely. This is just a nice day to do nice things. There'll be a new moon at 18 Taurus at 8:21 p.m. Pacific time. And this new moon starts a moon phase family where today, on Tuesday, the sun and the moon are at 18 Taurus, May 7th. 9 months from now, the sun will be in Aquarius and the moon will be in Taurus, both at 16 degrees on February 5th. 2025, the full moon of the phase, the sun in Scorpio, moon in Taurus at 13 degrees of their respective signs on November 5th, 2025, and the last quarter moon, the sun in Leo, the moon in Taurus, August 5th, 2026, both at 13 degrees. So with these moon phase families, there can be a story that has pivot points at the different phases. You give a glow of 2 weeks on either side. But for this, set an intention about where you want to be in February related to any of the goals you set to maybe add to your wealth. Taurus rules resources. Have more pleasure in life. Be more practical. Be more stable. Whatever you want to set your intentions for. Or what house is Taurus in that could be related to that house? On Wednesday, the word of the day is reversal. The moon will meet Uranus in Taurus at 4:18 a.m. Pacific time. Then the moon meets Jupiter at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. And yeah, Uranus rules reversal. So there could be some kind of reversal with something. And it could be in the news on college campuses. This feels like I'm taking my gift back I gave you. So notice if there's something exciting happening or you have excited dreams if you're asleep when this happens. And you may wake up in a really great mood. Maybe you were grumpy the day before and now you're in a great mood. Or you told your kid they had to get out of the house on Monday because they got expelled and then you change your mind or something like that. Now we're going to have a Gemini moon at 4:20 p.m. Pacific time. Oh, this could also be like when the news comes out that graduation is postponed, moved, or canceled at universities, because Gemini is an air sign. Air communicates. Gemini rules students. We can also think about transportation hiccups. Yeah, drive carefully on this day. There could be some little accidents, or you think you're going in reverse and you actually hit, you know, you put the car in drive, can be something that happens with this energy. On Thursday, the word of the day is busy. There are just a lot of transits, and there just may be the talking heads on the news are always talking faster and about some story during a Gemini moon. On Friday, the word of the day is scramble. So, like, what could have happened with the reversal? Someone says, because of what's going on in the college campuses, I'm not speaking there. Joe Biden's supposed to speak at a college campus. Maybe this will be the reversal where he doesn't go because of the concerns about, you know, being shouted down and all this kind of stuff, or just basic safety on these campuses. So they're scrambling to figure out what they need to do because Mars in Aries is semi-square Uranus in Taurus. And that can be like, this can be an energy of like a fight. Yeah, fighting, people fighting energy. Mm-hmm. And Venus is semi-square Neptune. Fighting, the party's canceled. Like this could also be Venus rules parties. Neptune, it dissolves. Yeah, and or people could just try to be getting something done. Mm-hmm. About the reversal that happened. And it's Friday, so they're trying desperately to get this done before the weekend. The moon will enter the sign of Cancer at 8:12 p.m. That's where the moon is at home in this sign, where she can do what she does well with ease, which is feel and flow, get intuitive, have a great meal, take a bath is something that you can do with this energy. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, the word of the day is unappealing. We have a waxing crescent moon where we start to see the light at 6 Cancer at 7:41 a.m. Pacific time. The sun is in Taurus. The moon is in Cancer. This can be great energy, but Venus at 15 Taurus on a world point is kinkunks the south node in Libra. So this could be like, ooh, because Taurus, you could think about like with and the moon in Cancer, you eat something and it tastes terrible, or there's a fashion fail. You see someone because the south node's a drain. Yeah. Or it could be about a woman falling from a height. The south node is about falling from heights. So maybe this is when the college person, the head of Columbia, this woman resigns or is fired. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just see, notice Venus and Taurus on a world point, fashion models. That you may see them in the news and them telling a story about, or like this could be like a model trips on the runway energy. Yeah. So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at Celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories, or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. Take care, enjoy Taurus season, and I will catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.